Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
In China, coral reef protection is the focus for this year's World Oceans Day. Coral reef ecosystems are vital for many marine species to live and reproduce. Every year during the breeding season of the corals, Professor Li Xiaobao from the College of Marine Sciences of Hainan University would lead his scientific research team to monitor their growth. In addition, they repair broken reefs and cultivate nurseries in several areas of the coast of Hainan. And his research and development of several coral reef protection technologies have won the National Invention Patent and greatly helped to improve the ecological environment. And previously, I talked to Professor Li Xiaobao. And let's find out more about his story. It was a clear night when Li Xiaobao, a professor from the College of Marine Sciences of Hainan University, quietly slipped under the waves near Sanya, Hainan province, and dived 10 meters under the surface. The hawkfish and surgeonfish were sleeping among the rocks, occasionally illuminated by the sweep of his flashlight. Li dived to a clump of coral and waited patiently for the annual ovulation of the polyps. He had to collect the fertilized eggs within an hour after the sperm and eggs were released, and then bring them back to the laboratory to unlock the secrets of their reproduction. The aim is to breed polyps that will be better adapted to survive in the sea. It was a common day for researchers like Li, whose major is coral reef protection. Li says, coral is very important to the whole ecosystem of the ocean.
Coral reefs covers a very small area of the ocean, only about 0.1 to 0.2%, but it supports the ocean's entire ecosystem and helps to maintain a variety of species. For example, one-third of fish or a quarter of all marine life can be found in coral reefs. It nurtures and sustains fish resources in the ocean.
After graduating from Anhui Agricultural University with a major in aquaculture in 2003, Li applied for a master's degree from the South China Sea Institute of Oceanology of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, and then completed a doctoral degree there. However, aquaculture and coral reef conservation are completely unrelated. To begin studying coral reef conservation, his professor asked him to learn how to scuba dive. Researchers must regularly dive to observe coral growth and collect all sorts of data. Li earned his scuba diving qualification and was quickly amazed by the tropical rainforest beneath the waves. His journey into the coral jungle had begun. After graduation, Li undertook numerous research studies into coral reefs. So far, he's dived more than 100 times over the past decade and collected valuable data and information about coral reefs in the South China Sea. He went on to become a professor at Hainan University's College of Ocean Sciences. He has observed the degradation of the coral reefs in the sea firsthand.
The coral reefs in the South China Sea are normally divided into two major sections, offshore and coastal. The corals started to degrade in 2006, and in recent years, its degradation has accelerated. It has plummeted sharply.
Sewage discharge, global warming, and overfishing have all caused a serious damage to coral reefs, whose numbers are in sharp decline. Marine scientists estimate that reefs will have disappeared as soon as 2050 if sufficient protection isn't provided. According to Li, humans must do something. His team launched China's first tropical marine ranch project in cooperation with Wuzhizhou Island in 2011. He tried to cultivate corals on the seabed and combine artificial reefs designed in the marine ranch with a coral reef restoration project. His research of coral reef protection, such as the technology of fixing coral reefs using volcanic rock materials, won a national invention patent and has greatly helped to improve the marine ecological environment.
It would be very slow for coral reefs to fully recover alone. With assistance from artificial restoration, their recovery will be quicker. We use volcanic rocks to solidify its base and amend the fragmented part. Within 6 months, you will see some coral start to grow on the base. It took a large amount of effort.
The survival rate of the one-year-old corals the team cultivated is more than 90%. In fact, the coral coverage in the seas around Wuzhizhou Island has risen from less than 15% to more than 23%. The scientists' effort, together with locals and governmental support, has helped to restore some coral reefs in the sea. In 2016, Li Xiaobao, as the chief scientist of the team, led more than 20 scientific researchers into the waters around Nansha Islands for more than 40 days to carry out ecological surveys. The expedition allowed him to see not only the rich South China Sea biodiversity, but also the coral bleaching caused by global warming, as well as the proliferation of crown-of-thorns starfish caused by the overfishing of its primary predator, the giant Triton sea snail. After the survey, Li Xiaobao believed more than ever that marine scientists should explore and develop better restoration technologies to not only revive coral reefs, but also enrich their fish, shellfish, and other fishery resources, as well as improve the marine ecological environment. In recent years, the fishing industry has been catching an excessive amount of the giant Triton for public consumption, which has resulted in overwhelming outbreaks of the crown of thorns starfish in the sea. Coral recovery growth can never compete with the appetite of this destructive starfish. Since the survey, Li and his team have not only studied corals, but also monitored herbivorous fish and mollusks like giant Triton. They take specimens back to the lab and select more suitable fish for reproduction and release them to help improve the ecosystem. On their advice, a local government department annually sends fishermen and scuba divers to catch the starfish and protect the coral.
The crown of thorns starfish is the coral's predator. That explosive growth has caused the rapid diminishment of coral. If you see continuous growth of such starfish, then that's because of an unbalanced ecosystem damaged by humanity's excessive activity.
In 2018 alone, more than 60,000 crown of thorns starfish were caught in the Xisha waters of the South China Sea, effectively curbing the damage they cause. Prior to the World Oceans Day on June the 8th, Professor Li said, there are also many things that public can do to help protect the coral reefs.
What we can do as individuals is to reduce water pollution. For example, when you go swimming in the sea, you can use less sunscreen because the chemicals can pollute the water and hurt the coral. Don't litter on the beach. We always see plastic bags hanging on the coral when we dive, but that endangers marine life and damages the coral. Another important aspect is to consume seafood rationally. Don't buy precious species because they are a valuable link in the ecosystem food chain in the ocean.
Li Xiaobao is among many professionals researching coral reef protection in China. He says that fortunately the concept of coral protection in China is changing. From the initial slow exploration to the current scientific research and judgment, the number of coral research teams in China has grown from a handful to more than 30. Hainan University alone has 6 teams working on coral protection research. Li hopes that more and more professionals will join the research on coral reef protection. The local government in Hainan is also urging a massive reduction in the sea pollution due to aqua farms and industrial wastewater. Management has been greatly enhanced and improved to avoid excessive fishing of aquatic species like the giant Triton. For Studio Plus, I'm Liu Min.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.